My dear brothers and sisters, the common theme of today's readings is the benevolent, compassionate, forgiving mercy of God for sinners, and the response of repentance and conversion expected from each and every one of us. I like the phrase in today's second reading when St. Paul says, "You are desirous for goodness." Paul prays for the church in Thessalonica, asking that God, by his power, will fulfill their desire for goodness. We all have desires for goodness, even if they are sometimes buried deep within each and every one of us. We desire to be good people. We want to live good lives that are in keeping with our best selves, the self that is made in the image and likeness of God. We are all aware that we do not always live out those good desires in us. We sometimes fall short of the goodness, yet those desires for goodness remains deep within us. They are expressions of our desire for God. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 7, verse 15, "I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But that which I do not want to do, I find myself doing." Deep within our hearts is a desire for God and for the goodness that God, by his power, can create in us. And St. Augustine once said that our hearts are restless until they rest in the Lord. There is a longing in us that will only be fulfilled and satisfied when we see God face to face in eternity. Yet, here and now, we can begin to satisfy that longing by seeking after the face of God, which Zacchaeus did in the gospel. The good news is that the first reading tells us that God's almighty power includes his strength to be merciful. That is why God, who created the universe, mercifully awaits for sinners to repent. God continues to love us, even when we do not love him in return. The reading focuses on the love God has for each and every one of us. He has created the love that overlooks sin so that we all have time for repentance. But the book of Psalms says, "God, if you mark our iniquities, who will stand?" Hence, despite the weakness of humankind, God continues to be merciful. That is why the first reading of today says, "Yet you are merciful to all because you can do all things and overlook men's sin so that they can repent." In other words, our merciful God allows us to retrace our steps. This is the nature of God's mercy. As a father who would not despise his child, God will never despise his people because he values each and every one of us. Even when we offend him, the book of wisdom which we read in the first reading says, "Little by little, you correct those who offend, and you admonish and remind them how they have sinned." That is what we see in today's story of Zacchaeus. It is telling us that the merciful Christ come to seek and to save, irrespective of all human obstacles. The courage and humility of Zacchaeus attracted the attention and mercy of Christ to him. He refused to be limited by the crowd or allowed his shortcomings to hinder his salvation. He saw mercy and redemption and immediately took advantage of them. In life, my dear brothers and sisters, there are many obstacles preventing us from seeing Christ. If we make frantic effort, as Zacchaeus did, Christ will undoubtedly notice us and show us his loving mercy. Therefore, we must rise above all obstacles that prevent us from seeing Christ and receiving his mercy. Paul advised Timothy thus, "Do not allow anyone to look down on you because you are young." 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Likewise, my dear people of God, we must not allow any obstacle to prevent us from seeing Christ. Every day, Christ keeps coming our way, full of mercy and love. He comes our way through our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters, our parents. Even as we are sitting here today, Christ is among us. We have to use that opportunity to always ask for mercy. He comes through the sacraments and the whole creation. The question becomes, do we see or recognize him? How much effort do we make to have a glimpse of him? My dear brothers and sisters, humility helps us to accept who we are. However, it does not prevent us from trying to overcome our shortcomings. Instead, it should spur us to search for good path to success in life, just as Zacchaeus, in humility and effort, tried all he can to see and encounter Christ. His action is worth emulating. He acknowledged the fact that he was short and could not contend with the crowd for space. He did not quarrel with anyone. Instead, he explored other options. And so, my dear people of God, let us pray in this Mass that God gives us the options that can help us to find his mercy and compassion through Christ our Lord.